十六节
，verse 16
是在新约233面，哥林多前书4:16，这是保罗说的话。
This is written by the Apostle Paul.
所以我求你们效法我。
Therefore, I urge you to imitate me.
又再请我们翻到提摩太前书4。
Shall we turn also to First Timothy, chapter 4?
提摩太前书4，我们看12。
We'll read verse 12.
这个是在新约299页，提摩太前书4:12，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
This is 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young.But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
请我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿你的话语安慰我们，激励我们。
Lord, may your words comfort us and encourage us.
也愿你的话语让我们的心更亲近你。
May your word draw us closer to you.
让我们的心更爱慕你。
And so that we love you all the more.
我们这样祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们中国有一个谦虚的背景。
We Chinese have a background.
很少有人肯讲说是效法我这一类的话。
Very few will be willing to say words such as imitate me.
假如说是有人讲说是你效法我，这人就讲这个人很骄傲。
And if someone should really said this phrase and you say imitate me, and others will probably think that he is very arrogant.
但是我们看到刚才在哥林多前书4，保罗说，我求你们效法我。
And yet we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul was writing and say, I ask you, I urge you to imitate me.
我相信保罗讲这句话没有一个自大自己抬举的意思。
I trust that when Paul wrote this, he had no sense of arrogance at all.
我觉得他这句话表现出神儿女之间彼此相处的一个正常的关系。
But rather, I think the statement indicates a normal situation between brothers and sisters in the church.
那就是以弗所书4:15那里说的，我们要凭爱心说诚实话。
And it's also similar to Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:15 and say we are to speak the truth in love.
当保罗觉得自己有让弟兄姊妹们效法的地方。
When Paul realized that there are certain areas that others could imitate him,
当保罗觉得自己有可以造就弟兄姊妹们的地方，
and when he realized that he has something to share and edify others,
他就很坦白的凭着爱心来说，你们效法我。
And he would say it in a very frank fashion and say, imitate me.
因此上，弟兄姊妹们做生儿女的人在凡事上都应该要注意自己的见证。
And for that very reason, as children of God, in all areas, we ought to be very careful of our testimony.
特别我们在教会里的侍奉做领袖的人。
Especially those who serve the Lord in the church, those who are leaders of the church.
通常我们面对着一个问题。
Ordinarily, we face this problem.
那么我们一个很自然的反应就是找出那个当事人他所犯的错误。
We would very naturally respond by trying to find out what's wrong with that particular person.
出了一个问题，我们就去找，看是谁造成的这个问题。
Whenever there is a problem, we naturally try to seek out who's the one who caused the problem.
然后我们就把罪过，把责备都加在那个人的身上。
And then we'll try to blame that particular person.
这种做法在世界的事物上是很平常的。
And of course, that's a very common method in the world.
你假如说是在公司里头、机关里头做个事情，你就懂我这个话的意思。
If you work in a company, I think you understand readily what I'm saying.
一出到问题，大家就在讲谁的问题，谁的错误，就要定一个人的罪。
Whenever there's some problem arises, and everyone will look around and say, who's the person who causes this?
往往自己的错误也归到人家的头上，都是说是人家的不好。
And many a time, sometimes we blame others even for our own mistakes.
但是这种的情形在神的家里头就不可以有。
But this should not be the case in the household of God.
在教会里头，在肢体的身上，若是发生了问题的时候。
Within the church, among brothers and sisters, whenever there should arise some problem,
我觉得我们首先要问自己几个问题。
I feel that we ought, first of all, to ask our own self several questions.
第一个问题，我在这件事情上有没有责任？
First of all, I have to ask myself, am I responsible in this particular matter?
有没有我不该做而做的事情？
Have I done something and ought not to?
或者我该做而没有做的事？
Or that I have failed to do something that I should have done?
那么假如我们在这些问题的答案都是没有。
And if all these answers to the questions were no,
就是说，好像我自己并没有这个造成这么一个错误。
And that is to say, I personally have not caused this particular problem.
那么这样几个问题还不够。
And I think these questions are not enough.
我觉得我们还要更进一步的再问一个问题。
I think we ought to ask further.
我有没有在弟兄姊妹的面前建立了一个好的榜样？
Have I set a good example before brothers and sisters?
让弟兄姊妹们因着我的榜样来过一个圣洁、亲近神、荣耀神的生活。
And so that others can see in me and they would also lead a life that is holy and draw close to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在创世纪第二章里头，神对他的儿女有一个警告。We
know that in the Genesis chapter 2, there was a warning to the children of God.
我们记得该隐把亚伯他的弟弟杀死了。We
realized that Cain had killed his brother Abel.
然后他把他的弟弟埋在田里头。And
he buried his brother in the field.
那么神就问了他一个问题。
And God asked Cain a question.
就是该隐，你的弟弟在哪里？
And asking him, where's your brother, Cain?
那么该隐就向神很没有礼貌地说，难不成我是看守我兄弟的人吗？
And Cain, very impolitely, he answered God and said, am I my brother's keeper?
神在那个地方并没有说，是的，你是。
God did not said and say, yes, you are. You are his keeper.
但是我们看到神以下的处置是对该隐说，是对他所有的儿女说，你们每一个人都是你弟兄的看守人。
But when we realize how God was dealing with Cain, we realize that God was pointing to the fact that indeed we are keepers for one another.
若是你的弟兄姊妹发生了什么事情， 你也有责任。
So that whatever happened to your brother or to your sister, you are responsible.
在哥林多前书第12章那里， 神也再一次的很清楚地提醒我们。
In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, God reminded us once again very clearly.
我想也许我们应该看一看那两节的圣经。
Perhaps we ought to turn to these verses.
是在 哥林多前书12章第26节跟27节。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26 and 27.
保罗在这里用 肢体用一个身体来这个说明教会里的弟兄姊妹们的关系。
And Paul here is explaining the relationship between Christians in the church using the illustration of our physical body.
当然也说到主耶稣基督跟教会的关系。
Of course, he was also telling us the relationship between Christ and his church.
那么这二十六节跟二十七节就是讲到弟兄姊妹们肢体中间啊那种融入成败这个相共的这一个亲密的关系。
In these two verses, Paul is telling us how Christian brothers and sisters are related to each other, whether in honor or in the dishonor, or in success or in failure.
二十六节，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
因为这个缘故，保罗他就对哥林多的人讲，他说你们要效法我。
For this very reason, Paul was telling the Corinthians and said, you are to imitate me.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们没有好的榜样让弟兄姊妹们来效法，我们就会有坏的榜样让弟兄姊妹们受亏损。
If we do not have a good example for others to imitate, then very naturally we're going to have bad examples and it would harm other brothers and sisters.
同时他也劝告提摩太做信徒们的好榜样。
And likewise, Paul also warned Timothy to be an example to other Christians.
我觉得保罗所说的这句话，弟兄姊妹们，是每一个做神儿女的人所该说的话。
I realize what Paul said ought to be something that every Christian should say.
是每一个做神儿女的人所该有的态度。
And it is the proper attitude for every brothers and sisters or every child of God.
我觉得教会里头应该鼓励这个弟兄姊妹们不要去指责别人不爱主、不热心侍奉主。
I think the church ought to encourage us, refrain from rebuking others for not loving the Lord.
应该要鼓励弟兄姊妹们树立一个良好的爱主、热心侍奉主的榜样。
But rather we ought to encourage one another to set an example of loving the Lord and serving the Lord.
让其他的弟兄姊妹们来效法我。
So that others can follow this example.
换句话说，你若是要弟兄姊妹们有所改变，你要先改变自己。
In other words, if we are to have other brothers and sisters change, we ought first to change ourselves.
你若是要弟兄姊妹们得造就，你先让主来造就你。
And if you are to have others edified, first of all, you build yourself up.
因此上在教会里面不是指责，乃是做好榜样。
And so within the church, it is not to rebuke or to accuse each other, but rather to set examples for others.
那么我们应该在一些什么事上建立好的榜样呢？
But in what areas are we to set an example?
刚才在提摩太前书第四章十二节里头，保罗提出了五方面。
In the verses we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, Paul mentions five different areas.
那么我就从另外两处的经文里头再加上了两节。
And I would include two other items from some other verses.
所以一共有七项。
So there are seven areas we ought to pay attention to.
所以请弟兄姊妹们把圣经打开到提摩太前书第四章那里去。
So let us keep it open, the First Timothy chapter 4.
那保罗要提摩太做榜样的第一个方面，就是在言语上要做好的榜样。
The first area Paul asked Timothy to set a good example is in the area of speech.
我们中国人讲语言是心的声音。
We Chinese also say our speech is actually the voice of our heart.
那我们的言语反映出我们心里面的状态。
And our words will reflect the condition of our heart.
前天, 我们的加州那个教会里头啊, 这个目前正好建一个这个诗敬的净池。
Several days ago in our church in California, we were in the process of building a font for the baptism.
因为我要, 离开那个教会有一段时间, 所以我就, 常常到那去看看, 看那个工程啊, 进行得怎么样。
Since I know that I would be over here for about 10 days, so I would go over and see how the building was constructing was going on.
前天下午我去正好有一个 这个 plumber 啊, 这个搞这个水管子的, 他在那里, 工作。
Two days ago, when I went over there, a plumber was there working.
那个人那个样子真是可怕。
That person looks a bit dreadful.
你看他加州那些工人的样子真是可怕, 就穿了只有一条短裤, 然后上上这个一件衣服也不穿, 然后大胡子留着, 简直是再加上那个流汗灰尘, 简直是看上去可怕。
And he just had a short shorts on and nothing else, and with a big beard, and it looks, and then with sweat all over, it looks rather dreadful.
那么我就讲，我说先生，能不能请你告诉我这个水管子的工程进行的如何啊？
I said, sir, could you tell me how is the construction coming along?
他一开口就是那个粗话就出来了。And
the very first word was a curse word.
等到粗话一出口，他讲不对，你跟个传道人讲，马上一下子就手又闷住了。And
that almost immediately he stopped his mouth, realizing whom he was talking to.
弟兄姊妹们，这个我们一开口啊，就把我们里头的那个形状啊，就表明出来了。And
so the very moment we open our mouth, actually it reflects the condition of our heart.
有些人呢，他不咒诅，他就不能讲话的。And
there are those who cannot speak without cursing.
他一开口就先要骂人骂天, 然后他才能够说得出话来。
And wherever it starts, it will like curse the heaven to curse others before he could say anything.
我一看到他, 他自己那个很窘的样子, 我看到他笑。
He looked a bit embarrassing, and I just smiled.
我们就想起主耶稣基督在马太福音15章里头讲的那几句话。
And likewise, we recall what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15.
请你们打开马太福音15章, 我们看18节跟19节。
Shall we turn to Matthew 15? We will read verses 18 and 19.
现在是新月22面, 是新月22面。 主耶稣基督说, 唯独出口的是从心里发出来的, 这才污秽人, 因为 从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、旁斗，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽人。Matthew 15:18.
But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean.
因为法利赛人责备耶稣说他的门徒洗饭之前不洗手。
The Pharisees was accusing the disciples of Jesus for not washing their hands before eating.
主耶稣基督跟他们讲, 问题不在外面, 问题在里面。
And Jesus was saying that the problem is not with our outward cleanliness, but with our inward cleanliness.
里面的这些的污秽，这些的罪污，能够从我们的语言里头发出来，让人得到污秽。
And all that is defiled within will bring forth through our language, and it will defile a person.
所以在以弗所书第5章第3节跟第4节那里，保罗就教导神的儿女在话语上应该注意些什么。
And so in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul was teaching his children how they ought to be careful in their speech.
我们看以弗所书第五章第三节跟第四节。
Ephesians 5 verses 3 and 4.
保罗说，至于淫乱，并一切污秽，或是贪婪，在你们中间，连提都不可，方贺圣徒的体统，淫食妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Paul said, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
因为今天在美国有一个毛病，就是这个在无论讲什么之前都要先讲个笑话。
I think this is there is a common practice in this country. Whatever you speak, before you do so, you will give a joke, tell a joke.
甚至于连在讲台上也要先讲个笑话开始。
And sometimes people will even do that on the pulpit.
啊，在我记得从前在 Cincinnati 的时候，这个就有一个公司啊寄给我一封信。
And I recall when I was still in Cincinnati, a company sent me a letter.
这个机关就专门替一些懒惰的传道人写讲稿的。
This is a company who would write a sermon for the various ministers.
他说我们这个讲稿好了。
And so our sermons are very, very good.
我们这个讲稿都是根据圣经的。
And we all base it in the scripture.
在讲稿的里面常常掺着的一些很风趣的笑话。
And within the sermon, they always include some jokes.
并且每逢特别的时节，也有专门为那个时节所写的讲稿。
And for particular feast days, they would have a particular sermon written for that occasion.
所以你若是不要读经，就做个传道人的话，你就定我们的这个讲稿。
And he said that if you want to be a preacher without having to go into the Bible, you can order our sermon.
我读了那封信，我心里的实在很难过。
When I read that letter, I felt very, very bad.
我不知道在今天有多少的讲台是从那个满带着风趣的笑话的那个讲稿里的发出来的。
And I do not know how many pulpits there are.The message were given through those sermons with a lot of jokes.
弟兄姊妹们，不要说是我们在讲台上说话要特别的小心。
Of course, not only that we ought to be very careful on the pulpit.
就是在弟兄姊妹们当中说话，神也极端的看重。
And even we're talking casually among brothers and sisters, God is very mindful of us.
神说我们要说一切的话都要合乎圣徒的体统。
And God said, all your words are to be proper as holy people of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我不要在这件事情上花太多的时间，我觉得这句话就很够了。
I don't think we need to say it any more than this particular statement.
让我们不论说什么话的时候，我们先想想这个话该不该从神的儿女嘴里的说出来。
So whatever we say, we can just remember and say, ask myself, should this be given out through a child of God?
连嬉笑的话都不相宜。
And he said, even coarse joking is not proper.
我觉得今天在这个世人当中，甚至在神的儿女当中，嬉笑的话太多。
I'm afraid many a time, even among the children of God, there are too much discourse jokes.
保罗在这里的建议说，我们总要说感谢的话。
And the suggestion of Paul is that rather we always give thanksgiving words.
我觉得你从神儿女说不说感谢的话，这一件事情上可以看得出一个教会属灵的程度。
I think sometimes through the words of Christians, we can really see the standard of a church.
一个教会，假如大家聚在一起，都是讲一些无关重要的、嬉笑的那些废话。
If when Christians gather together, all their words are very meaningless, unimportant, or sometimes just jokes.
从来听不到 感谢神的话。
And if you never hear any words of thanksgiving to the Lord,
这个不但不荣耀神，这个也不造就人。
And of course, that will not give glory to God, and neither will edify one another.
那么第二方面，保罗说，你要在行为上有好的榜样。
And secondly, Paul said, you ought to set a good example in your life.
这里所说的行为，弟兄姊妹们，不是指着爱主、爱弟兄、过圣洁的生活而言。
Here in life or in deeds, it's not only so in the area of loving the Lord or loving brothers and sisters.
因为这两方面在下面，在这个包括着。
Because these are the areas Paul will mention later.
我觉得这里的行为是讲到信徒在日常生活里头的一些的细节。
But rather in our everyday life, in the details of our everyday life.
讲到我们的穿衣服，讲到我们的举止。
How we dress or how we behave ourselves.
讲到我们在教会里的侍奉上面的热心跟忠心。
And how we, what is our attitude toward serving the Lord?
讲到我们聚会是不是按时来到
？And how whether we are punctual in gathering？
讲到我们到主的面前来聚会是不是很安静、很敬虔
？And whether when we come to worship, do we have a prepared heart and fearing the Lord？
还是我们到教会来跟到戏园子去是一样
？Or rather, we come to church the same in the same manner as if we go to a theater。
弟兄姊妹们，这都是我们做神儿女的人该建立的、该注意的榜样。
I think all of these areas are the areas we ought to pay attention to and ought to set an example for others.
常常我们看到弟兄姊妹们到教堂来穿的一些衣服很不适合于在教堂里的敬拜神的。
Many a time we'll see brothers and sisters dressed in a manner not very proper, in order to worship God.
有的时候暴露太多。
Sometimes it was of too much exposure.
有的时候花样太过于吸引人的眼睛。
Sometimes it's too catchy to your eyes.
甚至有的时候首饰戴的太多。
Or sometimes put on a lot of jewelry.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是我的话。圣经上告诉我们，我们不要用那种奇装异服，戴那种金银首饰，因为你这样子你会影响其他人的敬拜。
Notice that these are not my words, but rather is the words from the scripture, that we are not to use the various ways to distract others from worshipping God.
就是我们坐在座位上的那个样子也是一个榜样。
Even the way we sit, we may set an example.
今天有些人到美国来，这个日子久了一点，那个脚啊在地上放不住的，一坐下来，那个脚就要翘起来。
Unfortunately, sometimes we have been in a free country for too long. We feel it so free. And whenever we sit down, our leg will have to put somewhere. We will not put it down.
你不要以为我讲的好像这些都是细节。
Don't think that I'm just giving so much details.
我所讲的这些都是合乎不合乎圣徒的体统。
I think all of these areas, it determines whether it's proper to a Christian or to a child of God.
第三方面我们要建立好榜样的是讲到我们的爱心。
Thirdly, the third area we are to set an example and it's the area in our love.
我相信这里所说的爱心是讲到我们对神的爱。
I believe Paul is telling us about our love toward God.
也讲到我们与弟兄姊妹们之间的那个关系。
And it also tells us our relationship with other brothers and sisters.
更推展到我们跟慕道的朋友之间的关系。
And it extends also to our relationship with the other people outside of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不但在教会里头要有爱神的心。
So brothers and sisters, not only should we love God in the church,
有爱弟兄姊妹的心
and that we love other Christians, our brothers and sisters,
我相信弟兄姊妹们在这一方面都已经听过很多很多的教训。
I trust that we have heard a lot of these teaching.
这是让我们不要忘记神给我们的爱也同时要经过我们达到那些慕道的朋友的身上。
Let us not forget that God's love for us is also to love others through us.
没有信主的朋友们在我们中间有没有感觉到接受到我们的爱的这个看顾？
And those others among us, have they realized, have they experienced the love from Christians?
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得也许在Cincinnati 这个情形啊好一点，在加州那里啊，我觉得这个神的儿女有一个很大的毛病。
Perhaps in this particular area in Cincinnati is pretty good, but in California we have a lot of problem with Christians.
在到教堂之前就已经决定了聚会之后到哪里去。
Before we even enter the church, we have already made up our mind where we are going afterwards.
多半都是上餐馆。
And of course, most likely is to go to a restaurant.
所以聚会一完, 大家没有时间彼此之间弟兄姊妹们交通。
And so after a service, they have found no time to fellowship with one another.
更没有时间去这个跟慕道的朋友们来讲几句欢迎慰问的话。
And much less to show welcome to some of our new friends.
所以呢, 我们就有人一个站在后门，一个站在旁边的门， 就希望能够让他们的脚步能够缓慢下来。
And so we have a person standing at the back and another at the side door and hoping to retard their leaving steps.
但是我觉得那一段时间，那几分钟是做传道人最累的几分钟。
Actually, those few minutes is very tiring to ministers.
因为每一个人都像赛跑一样的经过。
Because everyone will be rushing out.
你假如说是这个手伸慢了一点，他就走掉了。
If your hand stretch out a little bit too slowly, and he will rush by.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为这是小事一团。
Don't think that this is a light matter.
这让我们看到我们这些人心目中所想到的都是吃都是穿。
Because it really shows that what is really in our heart. Or maybe we're so mindful of what we eat and how we dress so much.
这件小事让我们就看出来神的事工在我们心中有多大的成分。
And it is through these little things it reflects to us how much we are mindful of God's work.
我记得有一次我在这件事情上责备他们。
I recall once I rebuked the Christians on this particular matter.
结果大家都留下来了。
And then everyone remained after the service.
可是到了下个星期慢慢慢慢又恢复原状。
But then when next week come, more gradually, it was the back old situation again.
我知道这个必须要从爱心里头发出来。
I realize it must come forth from the love within.
你用人的话来责备他没有用的。
And using the word of man, no matter how much you're rebuking, it doesn't make any difference.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹们，今天神的话能够把那个他的奇妙的大爱放在你们每个人的心中。
So my prayer is that the word of God, through his great love, will impress in our heart.
当你来到教会跟弟兄姊妹们相处的时候，不要忘记让主的爱能够从你的身上流露出来。
When you come worshiping the Lord and fellowship with others, do not forget and allow his love to
当你跟不幸的人接触的时候，让那个不幸的人只看出来你与一般的人不同。
Allow his love to flow through you to brothers and sisters and also to those new friends.
让这个爱吸引这些慕道的朋友，一到了星期天，他就要到这里来。
And only then will they be attracted to the church.
第四件事情我们该做榜样的，就是讲到我们的信心。
The fourth area we are to set an example is in the area of our faith.
这是讲到我们与神的关系。
And here it tells the relationship between us and God.
讲到我们对神的态度。
And how we, what is our attitude toward him.
特别 讲到我们对神话语的信靠跟顺服。
Especially in the area of our attitude toward God's word, whether we really trust and obey him.
从我们日常生活的一件大大小小的事情上，能够表明出我们对神的信心。
And we can indeed reveal our faith toward God through every detail of our everyday life.
因为我们不要以为信心只是一定要在大事上才能够显明出来。
And it is not true that faith can only be revealed in a great matter.
弟兄姊妹们，我们活在神面前的那个信心，常常从一些很微小的事情上显明出来。
And as we live before God, many a time it is through little things that it shows our faith in God.
就拿刚才我举的这个例子，你能够关心那些慕道的朋友们。
For example, what I just mentioned earlier, if you take heart and care for those who are seeking the truth,
那你愿意为着他们的缘故多留几分钟来跟他们有机会能够接近。
If for their sake, you want to spend some time and let's get to know them.
跟弟兄姊妹们有机会能够交换神在过去这个星期在我们身上的恩典。
And take time to share with the brothers and sisters of what God has done through the past week in your life.
这是爱心。
This is love.
同时也是信心。
Likewise, it's also faith.
因为我们表明我们生活的中心不是我这个人，乃是神。
Because in all of these, we are revealing the fact that the center of our life is not ourselves, but rather God.
我的一切都是为着他。
And all that areas of our life is for the sake of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对神的信是在我们对神的顺服、对神的信靠上表明出来。
And our faith in God, my brothers and sisters, is shown forth through our submission and our obedience to Him.
为什么我们常常会看到一些弟兄姊妹们好像不管环境如何，他活在神面前永远是那样子，有平安有喜乐，好像一个止水一样的，没有任何的波澜。
Do you realize why there are some Christians, we look at them, and since regardless of the circumstances, they seem to be always at peace?
这个不是他的修养好。
Not that because he is above others.
乃是他们信靠神，信靠的踏实。
But rather they truly trust God.
他们知道一切都在神的手里头。
And they fully realize everything is in the hand of God.
我们不需要去终日奔忙。
And so we don't have to be always a hurry and worry.
也不需要去忧愁担心。
Neither should we have a heavy burden to carry along.
你若是要在信心上一个好榜样，你就活出一个平安喜乐的生活，让人家羡慕你这样子的生活。
And if you indeed have a good example in the area of faith, you will also live a life that others will really appreciate and admire.
第五点就是我们要在清洁上做一个好的榜样。
In the fifth area that Paul is writing is the area of purity.
我觉得这里的清洁，假如把它翻译成纯洁，就更妥当。
In the English translation, it seems to be it's pure, the word pure, not just clean.
这里是讲到我们的思想，我们的行为不沾染世俗上的风气。
And that is, it means to say that our words and our deeds will not be defiled by the air, by the practice of this world.
圣经里的所讲到的圣洁、纯洁都跟这个世界分离是有关系的。
When the Bible talks about purity, when the Bible talks about holiness, it always has the meaning of separated from the world.
我记得我从前跟弟兄姊妹讲过好多次，这里所谓的分离，并不是跟他们不往来。
I recall it had been many a times I remind you that separating doesn't mean that we have no dealings with the world or with the people.
假如你跟外面不往来，你怎么能够去传福音？
If we have no dealing with the people of the world, how are we to share them, share the gospel with them?
那么我相信在中古的时候，那些这个和尚啊，尼姑啊，所谓和尚尼姑，就是讲这个修道士啊，修道侣，他们就犯了这个错误。
I think during the Middle Ages, probably the mistake committed by the monks and the nuns was in this particular area. They separate themselves from the world.
因为他们要保持圣洁，保持纯洁，所以他们就到山头上啊，这个去修行去了。
They thought that it was by going up the mountain and staying and live there on their own, they would keep themselves to be pure and holy.
但是我们的主，我们的神，他要造就我们，他要让我们住在人民的当中。
But our Lord, His idea that He is that we are to live in the world, and it's through this that He's going to build us up and edify us.
但是他提醒我们，你在这个世界里头，但是你不属于这个世界。
But He reminded us while we live in this world, we do not belong to this world.
换句话说，世界上的榜样，世界上的风尚，你们就不要去学。
In other words, you are not to copy after the customs. And the likings of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这个在神的面前，最要紧的就是我们的生活要纯洁。My
brothers and sisters, when we live before God, the most important area is that we live a life that is pure.
让世上任何的这些风气都不要对我们发生影响。
So that the customs of this world cannot pollute us or influence us.
特别在我们当中那些年轻的人，我要这个劝告你们。
Especially those who are young among us, I'd like to speak to you.
因为年轻的人最喜欢这个跟着世界的潮流走的。
Because young people is very easily for us to follow after the practice of the world.
前天我跟教会的年轻人讲，我说你们的头发的发型，你们穿的衣服，你们穿的鞋子，你们说的话，这些都不要学那个世界上的榜样。On
Friday, I speak to the youth group. I said, your style of your hair and how you dress, and your language, and even your shoes, you are not to follow the practice of the world.
我常常听到一些人讲，假如。
As a matter of fact, I could not quite understand this particular statement.
也许他们真有这个苦衷。
Or maybe indeed they have such a problem.
当大家都把个头发四面剪掉，头上好像是几个毛一样的竖在那个地方的，也许你剪个正常的头型啊，他就不跟你往来。
Maybe it's true that if everybody shaves his head and all around and just a little hair on top, and you do it differently, they were not going to make friends with you.
不过我的。 看法就是，你假如跟他剪一样的头发，跟他说一样的话，穿一样的衣服，他信了你的神，又有什么用呢？
But my response to them was said, if you have the same hairstyle, you have the same clothes and the same language, and he follow you and he believe in your God, what good is it?
因为不是你影响他，乃是他影响你。
Because it was not that you influenced him, but rather he influenced you.
做神儿女的人，神一再地告诫我们，我们是世界上的盐，是世界上的光。Because
the Lord had told us repeatedly that we are the salt of the world, we are the light of the world.
你这个盐已经变成没有味的盐。
If the salt is without taste, loses its taste.
你这个光已经跟在黑暗里头已经没有作用。
And the light is within the darkness is not functioning anymore.
在神的心目中，你是一个无用的人，你是一个死的。
In that fashion, then, in the eyes of God, you are useless. You cannot function as you should.
因为神的生命，那个荣耀从你的身上没有彰显出来。
Because the glory of God's life have not been manifested through you.
因此，弟兄姊妹们，我们不能借一个同流的。 这一个借口啊，要去说是拯救人，要去帮助人。
And so, my brothers and sisters, we cannot use the excuse that I to be with like him so that I can save him.
我们应该要活出 一个信心的生活，一个美丽的那个圣洁的生活，让那些人爱慕，让那些人来追求。
But rather, we ought to live a life of purity and holiness and the beauty of God, so that others would admire and want to be attracted to it.
这样你就真正是盐，真正是光。
And only then you will really be function as salt and light.
第六点，这是在提摩太前书第五章第一节到第八节的。
The sixth area I'm going to say is in the fifth chapter of First Timothy.
Verses 1 to 8.
Here Paul reminds us of some specific interpersonal relationship.
我把它读一遍。不可言责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姊妹，总要清清节节的，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在上帝面前是可悦纳的。那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是两赖上帝，昼夜不住的祈求祷告。但那好厌落的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无口指责。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
This is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, old women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing in God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
这里讲到我们对老年人要敬重。
And he who talks about we are to respect the elderly.
我们对老年的父母，我们的亲属要奉养。
And that we are to take care of our parents and our grandparents.
第八节里的那个翻译成看顾，其实是奉养的意思。
When the word used caring, it means to provide for their sustenance.
这里也讲到年轻的人要学着报答亲恩。
It also talks about those who are young who try to learn how to reward or how to give for those who are parents.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们做神儿女的人不养奉养我们的父母，我们的长辈，不报答我们的亲恩，有谁愿意信神？
My brothers and sisters, if as Christians we do not take care of our parents, if not provide for them, who is going to believe in our God?
假如你以为信了神之后你就可以不奉养你的父母。
If you think that after you have trusted God, you don't have to take care of your parents anymore.
只要奉献给神，敬拜神就可以了。
Or just to offer to God and to worship God.
我劝你去读读马可福音、马太福音里的主耶稣跟法利赛人讲的话。
And I admonish you to study the Bible of Matthew and the Gospel of Mark and see how the Lord teaches the Pharisees.
主耶稣在这件事上重重的责备法利赛人。
In this particular matter, the Lord rebuked the Pharisees.
他说律法是教导儿女要奉养父母。
And Jesus told them, it is of the law that as children we are to honor and provide for our parents.
但是许多法利赛人，他们借着把这个钱奉献给神为名， 就说我的这个钱已经过耳板，这个过耳板就是已经奉献给神了，归神用了，所以就不奉养他们的父母。
But some of the Pharisees will give the excuse that since they have offered the money to God, a cobber, and so they don't have to make provision for their parents anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们，父母尊长是要奉养的。
So my brothers and sisters, let us remember that our parents and our grandparents, and we ought to provide for them.
不但要奉养，而且要敬重。
And not only that, we also ought to honor them.
不要以为今天父母来靠你了，你就凶起来了。
Don't think that if your parents have to rely on you to live with you, and then you try to be harsh to them.
对着父母讲话完全不像个儿女的样子。
Or that we speak to them without a proper attitude of children.
神要你在对父母的态度上，跟你当年做孩子的对父母那个态度要一样。
God wants us to have the same attitude when we were as a child, how we honor our parents, now even as adults. God wants us to honor them. And of course, it's a bit dangerous when we say this.
因为今天许多孩子是无法无天的。
Because sometimes the children do not really behave.
他很小的时候对父母就是根本从来不顺服不敬重的。
Even when they are little, they refuse to obey.
但是弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要忘记，当我们讲到这个人际的关系的时候，神的心意都是讲一个该有的关系，不是讲一个实在的关系。
Let us do not forget that when God teaches on this interpersonal relationship, God is setting a standard for us.
让我们不要讲说，哎，这个人这样，那个人这样，所以我就这样。
So let us not do not copy after others.
我们不是学人，我们要看神他的心意，我们应该怎样，那才是真正的标准。We
are not to copy from others, but rather we want to seek out the desire of God in His words.
所以这里讲到我们怎么样子对待尊长，怎么样子要去敬重，然后特别讲到。 一种寡妇该有的行为。
So here in this passage, it tells us how are we to honor our parents and the elderly, and it's also especially in the areas of widows, how are they to behave?
弟兄姊妹们，让我提醒你，在做人这一方面，圣经里头有全部的教导。
May I remind you that the scripture have a complete teaching as to how we ought to live.
我们都喜欢到书店里的去买一本厚书，怎么样子爱你的妻子。
Many a time we go to a bookstore and we seek out a book, How to Love Your Wife.
怎么样子孝敬你的父母。
Or how to honor your parents.
弟兄姊妹们，神的教导很简单。
Actually, the teaching of God is very simple.
丈夫爱你的妻子，像主爱他的教会，甚至于为他舍己。
He said, husbands ought to love his wife just as Christ loved his church to the extent of dying for her.
你觉得圣经上的教导不够，是因为你不愿意顺从主的话来做。
Many we think the teaching is not sufficient, it's just because we are unwilling to be submissive to God's word.
所以你买本厚书来，在你的早出几句，你可以接受的话，你就照那个来做。
Sometimes we find a book, we just seek out certain things, we find it acceptable, and we practice those.
第七点，弟兄姊妹们，就是我们要在父权柄的上头做好的榜样。The
seventh area is that we are to set an example in the area of submissive to authority.
我觉得这一点常常被神的儿女所忽略。I
think this is an area we are easily neglected.
而一般的教会在这一方面也没有太多的教导。And
in general, the churches do not seem to teach a great deal in this particular area.
特别在今天这个高喊民主自由的社会里头。Especially
in today's society, we all cried out for liberty and for democracy.
因为这个缘故，教会里头的权柄就被受到弟兄姊妹们的轻视。
And because of that, sometimes we despise even the authority within the church.
我们心里有个很错误的观念, 以为教会里的大家都是弟兄姊妹, 所以你也不能管我, 我也不能管你。
Sometimes we have a wrong idea. We think that since we are all brothers and sisters, so no one can guard me, and you cannot govern me, and neither can I you.
那么大家在教会里的都可以任意横行。
And then everyone seems to do, everyone does his own way.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的神是一个有秩序的神。
But do not forget our God is a God of order.
神所管理的都是井井有条的。
And all that God governed must also have a regulation.
凡是混乱的都让我们明白神不在这里。
Whenever there is confusion, it only shows that God is not there. Because God's authority is not being submitted to.
因此上,我们常常发现在教会里头不容易维持纪律。
And so we find it sometimes difficult to set a regular path in the church.
但是弟兄姊妹们,在教会里面神有权柄。
But we must not forget that God has his authority in the church.
不但神自己有绝对的权柄,
and not only does God himself has an absolute authority,
并且这个权柄他也交托了一些人,
and he also delegates this authority to certain people.
对这些的权柄,
and we are to be submissive to these authorities.
我们顺服这样子的权柄, 不是说是顺服人。
And when we submit ourselves to these authorities, it's not that we're submitted to human persons,
乃是顺服神。
But rather, we're submissive to God.
那也许有人讲说, 哦, 他那个样子根本也不像个, 啊, 做这个首领的样子, 我凭什么要顺服他。
Maybe sometimes we argue and say this and that person doesn't look like a leader. Why should I be submissive to him?
就好像妻子说, 他又不爱我, 我凭什么要顺服他?
And just like a wife said, my husband, he doesn't love me. Why should I be submissive to him?
就好像丈夫说, 他也不顺服, 我为什么要爱他?
Or the husband on the other hand will say, then she is not submissive. Why should I love her?
弟兄姊妹们, 神 所给的话, 没有条件的。
But let us not forget the word of God has no condition.
神要我们做一件事情, 就是你做好了, 并不是说是你在这种情况之下你就这样做, 你在那, 很少你看到神的教训是这样子的。
God's teaching is not according to situation.
神说你服权柄, 你就服权柄。
And God said you ought to be submissive to authority and you should do it.
正好像 这个有些人很反对罗马书13章里的教训。
And so many seems to reject the teachings in Romans chapter 13.
假如一个政府不是顺服神的,不是神所建立的,我们是不是也要负权柄?
If a government is not submissive to God, should we also be submissive to it?
我们只看读到在那一句话里说,凡所有的权柄, 都是出乎神。
But we only read that all authority has been given by God.
因此上, 不是神所建立的, 我们也要顺服。
And so, whether God has established it or not, we ought to be submissive to it.
因为假如神没有允许, 这个权柄不能存在的。
Because without the allowance of God, no authority can exist.
那个神有没有建立, 那是我的解释。
And it's only my own interpretation as whether God had established such authority.
所以权柄我们要服的。
And so we are to submissive to authority.
我们没有选择的。
There is no choice, not a matter of choice.
除非这个权柄它本身是违抗神的。
Unless this authority in itself is contrary to God.
假如这个权柄在这件事情上没有违抗神, 那么我们要服从。
If this authority in particular matter is not opposing to God, we ought to be submissive.
我们很快读两处圣经, 一处在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章,
chapter 5,
第12节跟13节,
verses 12 and 13.
这是在新约二百九十二面。弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的功，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
弟兄姊妹们，我个人的看法，假如我们不服教会的权柄。
Personally, I think if we do not submit ourselves to the authority of the church,
你就很难服神的权柄。
Then it will be difficult for us to be submissive to the authority of God himself.
你若是不服神的权柄，
And if we are not submissive to the authority of God,
我可以很大胆地跟你讲，你就不要自己以为是属灵。
And then I dare to say that we cannot claim ourselves to be spiritual.
所以今天我们有许多人以为自己属灵，所以在教会里头什么事情都不听人的，人都要听他的。
Sometimes that's a problem of the church, those who claim to be spiritual and would not listen to others, but expect others to listen to him.
我们看希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们看第十七节，那是在三百二十六面。
And verse 17.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
Hebrews 13 verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden. For that would be of no advantage to you.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里讲到，你们要顺服那些引导你们的，这个引导在原文的意思是管理的意思。
So here is the author right, obey your leaders, in other words, those who govern you.
在这个钦定本的翻译，把这个字就翻译成 rule over you, 所以是管理的意思。
In the King James translation, those who rule over you, your rulers.
所以那个在教会里头侍奉的带领的弟兄姊妹们，你们有义务要顺服。
In other words, he's saying that we have the responsibility to be submissive to those who govern us in the church.
不是他们有什么了不起。
Not that they are in any particular area above others.
很可能他们没有你聪明。
Or maybe they are not as wise and intelligent as you.
我相信有许许多多的事情你不同意他们的作风。
Perhaps you do not fully agree with their practice.
但是神既然建立他在这个教会里头是权柄。
But if God had established him as one who has authority in this church,
我们就有义务要顺服。
Then we have the responsibility to be submissive to him.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要忘记了，我们都是其他弟兄姊妹们的看守人。
And so let us do not forget that we are keepers for one another.
弟兄姊妹们的失败，弟兄姊妹们的得造就，我们都有责任。
We have a responsibility toward others, whether they fail or whether they are being built up.
最后，弟兄姊妹们，我们再读一处圣经。就在希伯来书十二章。
Finally, we will read one more verse in Hebrews 12.
我们的主席今天选的歌，其实都是按照这一点来选的。
Our chairman, Brother John, he had picked all the songs according to this particular point.
就是弟兄姊妹们，我们真正每个人都要学的。那个完全的榜样是 我们的主耶稣。
And that each one of us to imitate the true example, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
This is Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
不错，主耶稣基督是我们的完全美好的榜样。
And indeed, our Lord Jesus is the perfect example.
我常常听到弟兄姊妹们说，学谁呀？我们要只要学主耶稣就好了。
And sometimes we hear brothers and sisters who say, whom should I imitate? If I can imitate Christ, that would be best.
这句话是绝对的正确。
Oh, indeed, the statement is entirely correct.
说这话的人也觉得自己很属灵。
And maybe someone who said that feel himself to be very spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神同时告诉我们，我在我们的周围有着许许多多的见证人，像云彩一样围绕着我们。
But at the same time, God is telling us, surrounding us, there are like cloud and witnesses.
这是指着这个希伯来书十一章里头那许许多多信心的先进。
This phrase refers to many fathers of forerunners of faith remembered mentioned in chapter 11 in Hebrews.
那些都是我们好的榜样。
And they were our examples indeed.
在信心的这一方面，在信靠神的这一方面，在顺服神的这一方面，在过圣洁的生活这一方面，他们是好的榜样。
In the matter of faith, in the matter of trusting God, and the area of living a holy life, they are our examples.
所以我们要看作这些好的榜样，放下重担，快步跟随。
So we ought to look at these examples and lift down and put down all our burdens and hurry and run our race.
因为这些人，他们的所以成为好的榜样，是因为他们仰望那个信心创始成终的主。
And they have become our good examples because they have fixed their eyes to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们信心的对象，我们信心的中心，我们生活的全部，都是以主耶稣基督做中心的。
And so the center of our faith and the center of our life is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所建立的榜样也是应该以主耶稣做中心的。
And likewise, the example we are going to set for others must center on Christ.
除掉这个以外，有什么榜样好建立？
And other than him, who else can we really set an example by?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么样子来为着爱弟兄姊妹建立好的榜样？
And so, my brothers and sisters, how are we to set an example for the sake of loving our brothers and sisters?
就是活出一个生活出来，让我们的眼光总是在耶稣基督的身上。
In short, it is living a life so that our eyes always fix upon Jesus.
唯有这样子的榜样，才能够造就人。
And only such an example can build others up.
唯有建立了这样的榜样，我们有一天才能够站在神的面前没有任何的羞愧。
And only with such an example should one day when we stand before God and we will find and we will not be shamed.
但是当我们活在世上的时候，弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都有责任要成为其他人的榜样。
But while we are still in this world, we each one of us has a responsibility to be an example to others.
我们每一个人也应该有这样子的生活，能够对弟兄姊妹们说，你效法我。
And likewise, we ought to live a life so that we can tell others and say, you can imitate me.
不是夸大。
And not just to boast.
乃是责任。
But rather, it's our responsibility.
乃是 爱情。
Rather, it's because of our love.
为做弟兄姊妹的缘故，我们的生活要过得圣洁。
So for the sake of others, we are to live a holy life.
为做弟兄姊妹的好处，我们要建立好的榜样。
So for the sake of others, we are to set a good example.
这不仅仅是我们的责任。
So not only our responsibility.
也是神的爱在我们里面激励我们，让我们不要做这样子的事。
And it's also because the constraint of God's love within us that we cannot help but do live in this manner.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们是何等的不完全。
Lord, how imperfect we are.
当我们想起做人榜样的时候，我们不能不恐惧战惊。
When we think of being an example to others, Lord, we feel frightened.
求主让我们小心谨慎的、专心的仰望跟随你。
Lord, help us to fix our eyes upon you and walk our way very carefully.
然后借着你的恩典，让我们能够成为造就弟兄姊妹们的一个榜样。
That by your grace, we may indeed be an example to build others up.
正好像是保罗弟兄说的，凡我所做，都是为着福音的缘故。
Just as what Paul has said, for all that I have done is for the sake of the gospel.
凡保罗所做，也都是为着主的缘故。
And what all Paul had done was also for the sake of his Lord.
主啊，让我们每一个做你儿女的人都能够活出这样子的一个生活。
Lord, let each one of us, as your children, we live a life in this manner.
这样子我们就能够互相的激励，互相的提起。
So that we can encourage one another, we can remind and warn each other.
我们一同奔走前路。
And together we can run the race ahead of us.
求主祝福我们的教会。
May the Lord bless our church.
让我们的弟兄姊妹们不但在这里能够得到你话语的教导。
And so that brothers and sisters will not only have the teaching from your word,
而且是灵命能够真正的长进。
And that our life indeed will grow.
让你的名在我们当中的荣耀。
May your name be glorified in our midst.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.